Exclusive Wilcox, Senator Murphy's People We Care About Most Undocumented Americans. By Dale Wilcox on April 1, 2026. Given their voluminous schedule of speaking engagements and media appearances, politicians often suffer slips of the tongue, though most are of little consequence. But while ordinary gaffes are daily occurrences, witnessing a lawmaker commit an infamous Kinsley gaffe is extraordinarily rare. The term, coined by political journalist Michael Kinsley, refers to when a politician accidentally tells the truth, specifically one they are not supposed to say publicly. Unlike a simple slip of the tongue, it's an inadvertent and major reveal of a politician's genuine thoughts, or an admission of their party's undisclosed positions or motivations. Such was the case in 2024 when Democrat Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut appeared on MSNBC and committed a classic Kinsley gaffe while responding to a question about the status of his party's long-standing push for illegal alien amnesty. "Well, I mean, Chris, that's been a failed play for 20 years. So you are right that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years. Maybe, and it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country." Inasmuch as the senator attempted to euphemize illegal aliens as undocumented Americans, the message was loud and clear: those are the people his party cares most about. The clip resurfaced recently in the context of the ongoing debate over Department of Homeland Security funding, and while it justifiably sparked conservative outrage, Sen. Murphy's disclosure shouldn't be surprising given the Democrats' decades-long advocacy on behalf of illegal aliens. Their opposition to enforcement and support of illegal aliens is well documented and extensive. While hundreds of immigration-related bills have come and gone, a few highlight the left's consistent advocacy of illegal aliens over time. In 2005, the Sensenbrenner bill sought to criminalize unlawful presence as a felony. It was opposed by 82% of House Democrats, who argued it would criminalize millions and militarize the border without offering a legal path forward. In 2013 to 2014, Democrats opposed the Gang of Eight bill. Even though it included a path to citizenship, the party rejected House Republican efforts to add enforcement elements to it. And in 2023, Democrats opposed the Secure the Border Act, criticizing it for wasting billions on a border wall, ending certain parole programs, and limiting asylum grounds, calling it an ineffective strategy that ignored broader reform, amnesty. At the state and local levels in mostly blue areas, Democrats have demonstrated their affinity for illegal aliens even more robustly over many years. Sanctuary policies now exist in 1,003 jurisdictions. 19 states and the District of Columbia issue driver's licenses to illegal aliens, and 20 states grant them in-state tuition subsidies. The net result is that 18.6 million illegal aliens now reside in the U.S., costing taxpayers $151 billion. Clear evidence of the accuracy in Senator Murphy's admission that his party elevates the interests of illegal aliens over Americans. Senator Murphy unwittingly revealed who the Democrats prioritize, but he stopped short of revealing why. No matter, others have. In 2009, Eliseo Medina, Secretary-Treasurer of the far-left Service Employees International Union, and an honorary chair of the Democratic Socialists of America, unabashedly stated, "We can create a governing coalition for the long term. If we can get immigrants on a path to citizenship, we can create a governing coalition for the long term that will allow us to win on all the issues that we care about." Medina was well connected to the Obama White House as a surrogate voice pushing immigration reform, amnesty, yet not a single Democrat at the time objected to his audacious statement. Likely because most agreed with his comments suggesting that illegal immigration serves their electoral needs. That is, of course, why Democrats have rallied in opposition to today's SAVE Act, H.R.22, which imposes stronger identification requirements that would prevent illegal aliens from voting. Based on the left's words and actions over many years, it's clear that mass migration is their tactic to incubate future voters and solidify party dominance for all perpetuity. This explains why Senator Murphy wants to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country. To be fair though, others also corrupt immigration for their narrow self-interests. Industry favors mass immigration to replace American workers and suppress wages, Third world nations rely on porous borders as a safety valve to export citizens they cannot support or do not want. Churches, charities, and NGOs depend on flows of migrants to fuel their virtue signaling and fundraising initiatives. Socialists, communists, and anarchists promote mass migration as means to achieve a disorderly, non-consensual makeover of the U.S. In the end, Senator Murphy shouldn't fret too much about having committed that Kinsley gaffe. Sure, he spilled the beans by revealing that Democrats favor the interests of illegal aliens over Americans. And sure, he violated his party's sacred veil of secrecy that cloaks their true immigration motives. But it really was no big deal because here's the thing. Americans have known it all along. Senator Murphy simply needs a new title on his office door, Captain Obvious. Dalel Wilcox is Executive Director and General Counsel at the Federation for American Immigration Reform in Washington, D.C.